Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Soul Silence and Sound. This is a Soul and Luna meditation in observance of the new moon, which is said to be full about 6:55 p.m. here on the North American continent on the West Coast. This can vary. Again, this is a good moment to get out and look at the sky with your eyes, not even with a telescope. Just look and see what you observe. And so as we step into this new moon meditation, we're entering into a sweet spot. I wrote a little bit about it this weekend, that we are in the full yin energy on the whole earth plane. And so our brothers and sisters down under are still observing winter, the water element, which is feminine. And then we are in the earth mother energy here in the northern hemisphere, and our brothers and sisters in holding the center line, they are rocking everything and at once, really. So that center point is really holding it so that we can all be held by the energy of water, creation, earth, and come together and really ground down. So as this new moon arrives, it's really important, depending where you are, to really feel into the element, meaning if you're here in the northern hemisphere, really feel into the earth's energy. And if inspired, take a little walk about out in nature and see if you can give a little thanks for all that is around us that we're offered and given every single day to sustain the world around us. So that's what's so beautiful, is this is kind of this ode to give thanks to the mother energy. In Western culture, the mother has been set aside for many reasons, but that era is coming to an end. It doesn't mean that there's another patriarch or matriarch coming. It means that we're going to be invited to be in balance, and both balancing our masculine and our feminine energies. This is a practice in the sciences of yoga. It's also a practice in the Tibetan sciences and in the Tao, where the honoring these elemental forces, but also these inner aspects of our being. We have masculine and feminine in us. And when we get to be acquainted with that from an energetic standpoint, we can better align with who we are as a unique energy force in the universe. And this has nothing to do with being manipulated or mind controlled by what's popular or trending right now. Because if you think about it, as a human species, we really are like little infants or toddlers, especially considering like the world dynamics that our mind stream are co-creating is quite extreme, and suggests that we have a little bit to go to remove ourselves from fear and control and really welcome ourselves to stand in harmony and in a most certain calm that is presented to us in nature. And she is our teacher. And I say she because she is a feminine force. Of course, there are masculine components, but the feminine is the creator. She births things from a womb. This is how we know the difference between the masculine and feminine energies. The feminine has a womb, has the potential to create an alchemical dance just by her pure embodiment of the feminine and energetically. And then the masculine has this beautiful aspect of creating the ignition, kind of the light into the ember, the seed of creation. Yet it should be understood that if you are a biological female in this moment, that you have that ember within you to ignite growth, life within you. And this is not to make our male embodiment feel like they're not needed. Yet, you know, the story of that, you know, the story, the Virgin Mary story, is really, really how women used to govern this planet. They held themselves and were basically able to be more asexual, if you will, and really regenerate and create life, very similar to the Earth Mother. So the, I guess, perverse is the word coming to head. The perverse part is that there's been so much hyper focus on roles, meaning sexuality, pleasure, also family units. It was very different. And these memories are continuing to be awakened in the biological female. And it is very important that everyone understands that you all, no matter what form you're in or how you feel about your form, this was part of your eternal destiny in this moment. And so I encourage you to sit with it, and then also to welcome you, especially during this sweet spot, this lunar spot, to really feel into your masculine and feminine, to really think of like, wow, I'm this force of energy that has the potential within to create. And also, depending on what my biology is, you might have the potential to create in a different way than another biological form. And so as we ground down into our true nature and just gently prepare for some remembrances that actually are helpful for us to transcend a lot of the misinformation from the past so that we can meet this present moment with a clear mind and can meet the present moment with an open heart and grounded in the Earth's energy. And just by me even bringing up some of the past ways of being, it's important to remember that anything that's written is already past. As soon as you write it down, it's the past. And I guess the value of having something written, especially if it's an esoteric text or something that's spiritual in nature or a poem or music, it's to create reflectivity that might assist you to make sense of something in the present moment and then move forward. The interesting part of this present moment, as I've mentioned in other broadcasts, is that much of what people believe to be true is actually smokes and mirrors. And so as we go through this process, it's really most valuable for you to anchor in you. Forget everything that is trending. Forget everything that tries to control, divide, and separate you from the world around you. And get really clear on the inside out. And within that, this part, this lunar cycle, is an opportunity to really get honest with yourself. We get influenced in so many different ways. We might admire someone, and so we try to be like them. We might aspire to be like someone. We might think, oh, that's a great idea, I'm going to do that too. However, that's external versus internal. And when we learn to be quiet, to sit and just be, then we can start to have a knowing. And there's a very important aspect of this is, you know, people are like hooking trees up to electrodes. And I find it a little evasive. Some people feel like it should be fine, but it's actually like taking a shortcut. If you learn to listen to nature, you'll be able to hear their vibration and feel their vibration. It's not words, it's a vibration. And the same goes when you sit in meditation. You're not listening for words or a voice. It's a knowing. And this is why, through meditative repose, the effort is to transcend the mind, transcend the body, and to be in a clear state of being at all times. When we're constantly being influenced by external forces, we don't really know who we are. And that's why when we know ourself, then we can become certain how we are to serve here in the earth plane in this moment. And yes, you have touch points from history, yet you don't have to know all the nitty-gritties. It's really, you'll start to see it rise up and you'll be more clear, like, wow, that's in me. You know, I know I've shared at some point in all the broadcasts I've done, but, you know, as a teen, I could all of a sudden make a ganache, a chocolate souffle with a chocolate ganache on top. And no one taught me how to do that. There was something innate in me that knew how to do that. I could make a 5-course Chinese meal without even really having to think about it too much. Those are tools and aspects of myself that came from before here. And when I was given the opportunity to like have my way in the kitchen, even though I had done other things prior to that, it was like, wow, this is something that I really enjoy. So when we look inward and start to let those things naturally come up, it will become feel effortless. And it won't be like, oh, I want to try to emulate that in relationship to this example, I'm going to try to emulate that chef over there. No, it's a very inner personal dance and comes up similar to like a painter. They're not trying to emulate anyone. They are allowing their gift to come up and out so that they can see where it's to go and how to express it. And so this is that very important time about getting honest with yourself, really honest. We keep going deeper and deeper into how important this will be. And so if you want people to be honest with you, you need to practice being honest with yourself and really holding yourself accountable. And so a simple way to do that, especially during this lunar cycle, is that if you feel yourself grasp towards something external, really hold yourself accountable and ask why. And if you're unsure or in doubt, really give yourself the space to sit and be and just be. You don't have to get an answer. I don't want you to hear anything. I just want you to practice being. Now, if the mind is busy, which is the case for many, and that's why I have this silent meditation, it's really important for you to learn how to exercise the muscle of keeping your mind clear for so many reasons, especially in this digital age. So if you notice, even in a moving state, that your mind is busy and you're ruminating and thinking and grasping and trying to control, just take a pause, take a deep breath, go outside, ground. This is that really important time to ground down. And even for our brothers and sisters in the Southern Hemisphere, it's really important for you to ground down, because as things start sprouting up, the energy and the chi is moving. And the same thing as we fully enter the feminine here, the winds get whipping up and clearing things. You know, there's this kind of nature's way of purifying things in both fall and spring. So we want to anchor in and then really be honest, like with yourself, like, am I going to keep perpetuating these cycles, or am I really ready to anchor in? And so as you get grounded, that's a place, as you see and sense, where you can keep improving or building upon where you've met maybe yourself, where you're really happy with where you're at, maybe in your physical being, you're really happy with it so that you can build upon it and you hold yourself accountable. And so once you ground, then you become devoted to what you're seeing, sensing, or feeling. And when we start to shift one aspect of ourself, it starts to do this beautiful counterbalancing to other areas. It's kind of like, you know, when I work with people and we're doing a reboot or balancing their physical system, Once they start to balance it, a lot of things change. The lights come on, the world feels different. And all these things that maybe they were grasping at externally to place on themselves as identification, they can see beyond that because they really start being in harmony with that masculine and feminine energy internally. And these two forces within us equally serve us because one is our generosity and one is our receptor. And in the middle, they meet and they co-create. And so you have this power within you. It's not something you have to wait for it to be dropped down out of the side sky. You don't need to wait for some talking head to give you permission to move forward with what you're passionate about. It's about putting the effort there because we are not in a fixed reality at all, irregardless of what the phones say and the 24-hour news cycle says. We are not in a fixed reality. And as soon as your consciousness shifts and starts putting effort towards your inner balance, that shifts consciousness and the mind stream around you. And so as soon as you limit it with your voice or you become unhinged and ungrounded, you are actually really just throwing your energy away. And so during this sweet spot, my favorite spot, I just want to really welcome you to ground down, really take some extra moments to anchor in. It's kind of like if you go sail into a cove late at night, you've been at sea for a while and you get to take a respite and you want to make sure that you're anchored just right because you don't want to have to wake up in the middle of the night and re-anchor your boat and have your sleep disturbed. There's no reason for it. If you stay grounded in your body, present every moment, you will see all the things that are available to you. You won't miss them. If you stay out of your head, stay in your heart and listen beyond any emotions that might try to like pull your attention one way or the other, just finding that still point. So as we go into this meditation, I really welcome you to feel that, like really feel into the earth and anchoring in. And then also I want you to feel into your sacredness, that this inner alchemy that we have is very sacred, and it's important you try to start to learn what that means, to treat it that way. It's not about the scriptures or your belief system or your faith. It's really, am I willing to hold my inner being as sacred? Because then when you do, no matter what your faith is, it'll come in and support you. And remember, these are relational tools. So if I pick up a book that is esoteric or is connected to a faith or has something of importance that resonates with me, the spirit will speak through as soon as you touch that book, and the perfect maybe paragraph or phrase will be there. And that'll help you guide yourself so you stay in balance. And it's not by accident that, you know, these two seasons that we're going to be heading into in the next lunar cycle are kind of volatile. They require balance. They require to feel your feet on the earth, because if not, your emotions could become a runaway train. So with that being said, you want to feel the earth. You want to feel what you can be devoted and disciplined to, and treat it with reverence, sacredness. And then also to have certainty, to welcome yourself, to have and feel into certainty and trust. And once you learn how to do certain things, you can equate it to riding a bike. You know, that first time you got on the bike was wobbly, or the first time you got on skis or a snowboard, something moving, it might have felt a little like, whoa. Even the first steps you took as a baby, or the first time you learned to crawl, it was like, whoa, I got to get the hang of this. But when you meet it again, you're certain, you trust yourself. Oh, I know how to walk. I know how to run. I know how to ride a bike. I know how to ski. I know how to snowboard. I know how to surf. Even if you don't know how to, well, you know how to walk and run if you're listening. And if you're in a wheelchair, let's say, you know how to roll your wheelchair, right? So it might take some time to learn it. So once you have that type of certainty, you know how to drive your car, then that allows your mind to rest. The more things that you can trust and be certain with for yourself, your mind can rest. You can kind of be like, okay, I know what I need to do to take care of my physical temple. I know what I need to do to take care of my mental health. I know what I need to do to take care of my emotional health. And I know what I need to do to take care of my spiritual health. And as you do that, it's a little dance. It moves around, and it's not to say there aren't plenty of things to investigate along the way, but this is how we build our strength and then can go deeper into our inner intelligence. And that's what I find so exciting when we're working with people. Once we can get into those deeper aspects and we start to see some of their true alchemy, it's so beautiful. And really, it's different than they could ever imagine. So I encourage you to today, in the next moment, whenever you're listening to this, really think about, where am I ready just to anchor in and see what arises from there and where you need to be honest with yourself. All right, so we're going to go into the meditation portion. I welcome you to come up into an upright seated position. And if it's not possible for you to be upright and seated with your back off the wall, then, you know, lean back, stay in Shavasana corpse pose, laying on your back. And then that's fine too, but preferably I'd love you to learn how to sit up and be in meditation without any props, if you will. So as you come up, you're going to lift that spine up, and then you're going to drop your shoulders down. And then I'm going to welcome you once you're there. Feel that body, beautiful body, and then take a nice deep breath in. And exhale out. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And then one more, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, I want you to find a focal point, especially if your mind is busy historically on a day-to-day basis. Find a focal point and just stare gently at that spot. And then taking another deep breath in. And out. And I want you just to observe that focal point. If your mind wanders, bringing it back to the focal point. And also observe your breath. This can also bring your attention back to the present. Notice how you're breathing gently in and out. And then simply allow yourself to be. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And one more inhale. And exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Thank you.
José a nevei aí, José a neu, vou a nevei aí, nei a neu, vai aí, vai. Oh, I am.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. Another one. Inhale. And exhale. Good. And then gently from there as you breathe in and out. I welcome you to rise up into a seated position. Taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, as you breathe in and out, I welcome you to just give yourself a moment just to allow that to all wash over you. And then I welcome you to take a moment to express silent gratitude for all aspects of self. Taking another deep breath in. And out. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more inhale. And exhale. Good. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I just welcome you also to send any gratitude or compassion out beyond here to a person, people, and or place that you might feel it's needed, wanted, or welcomed. And so as we enter this lunar cycle, I really encourage you to find your way with remaining grounded. I welcome you to really deepen your relationship from the inside out. And welcome you to spend as much time as possible being. This anchoring and being and are really important to reclaiming a level of trust and certainty within yourself. And then also, as inspired, I encourage you to show some gratitude, even devotion to the mother, to the earth mother, the cosmic mother, the water mother. I really encourage you to, as we traverse this moment. It's a great remembering that's about to unfold. And with that remembering, we are going to have the opportunity, willingly and potentially unwillingly for some, to take the ignition from the earth to bring us back in alignment and calibration, not to really play out stories from long ago or even things that were written down. That beautiful, beautiful electric charge is an opportunity for one to recalibrate, reactivate, and to retain right action. Well, With that being said, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here in this moment. I appreciate you taking the space to be here and listen and receive. I want to thank Random Rab. I also want to thank Dante Marino and Kadri Scott. With that all being wrapped up into one beautiful little moment, I acknowledge each and every one of you, and I bow to you with a gentle smile, a soft gaze, a really, really humble heart. And until next time, this is Suzanne signing out. Be simply.
Yeah, something changed. It'll feel so strange now. And if you show what remains, I will never say no. And like a river flows, my love remains. And I'm not ready to let go. So please just stay. Jasmine. Do you know people change?